Welcome to the Razor's Ink podcast with your host, Jonathan Farini. It's an age-old question. If you could have dinner with any four people, whom would you choose? And what sort of conversation do you suppose would come out of it? So pour yourself a drink, pull up a chair, and hear Jonathan's take on movies, television, and today, an imagining of a gathering of some seminal writers. Here's your host, Jonathan Farini.
I'm executive producer of my first feature film, and I have to hire a writer. I'm interviewing five writers on a hot, late summer afternoon inside a wooden building resembling an army barracks located at the back of the studio lot named Writer's Building. It's Sunday, and the lot is empty. I'm joined by a mangy stray dog roaming the lot who's found its way to the door and chooses to sit and listen. Every studio has a lot dog. Old timers spin yarns that these animals represent lost souls of former artists. The office has a table and chairs with some provenance to a movie I may have seen. But like an old friend you run into on the street after decades, I can't name the face, place, or time. The warm Santa Ana wind blows through the deserted studio lot, kicking up dust, which may include the remnants of the golden age of movies. An old metal fan squeaks, keeping time until the five writers arrive. I brought cold cervezas, which are sweating beads of anticipation, as four writers enter the room, sit, and begin to write feverishly as if they hadn't prepared in advance, making last-minute changes or polishing the diamond on paper. Could it be they were literally and figuratively writing on spec? I feel different vibes of energy and complexity beyond my comprehension. I'd pick one to write my script. Minutes passed like hours, and it appeared the fifth writer was a no-show. I began to my right and would progress around the horn until each was finished. They introduced themselves as Neil, Jack, Sal, and John. I'm Neil. And here is my ink. Down by the river. Be on my side, I'll be on your side, baby. There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone. When you could be taking me for the ride. This one is called Like a Hurricane. Once I thought I saw you in a crowded, hazy bar, dancing on the light from star to star, far across the moonbeam behind you.
Safer where the feeling.
This one is Harvest Moon. When we were strangers, I watched you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late and the moon is gone. What do I pair with a chalice of golden tears, Neil? I'm Jack, and here is my dish. It's called On the Road. A pain stabbed my heart, as did every time I saw a girl I loved who was going the opposite direction in this too big world. What is that feeling when you're driving away from people and they recede on the plane till you see their specks dispersing? It's the too huge world vaulting us, and it's goodbye. But we lean forward to the next crazy venture beneath the skies. This one's called The Dharma Bums. It all ends in tears, anyway. You're up, Sal. These cats have me by the throat of my heart, but here goes. It's called Catcher in the Rye. He tried to empty his face of all expression that might quite simply, perhaps even beautifully, reveal how he felt about the arriving person. That's the thing about girls. Every time they do something pretty, even if they're not much to look at, or even if they're sort of stupid, you fall half in love with them. And then you never know where the hell you are. Girls. They can drive you crazy. They really can. I call this one A Girl I Knew. She wasn't doing a thing that I could see, except standing there leaning on the balcony railing, holding the universe together. You drew the last straw, John. It's a theme which runs within my writing. I can't seem to help it, but here goes. I call this The Grapes of Wrath. Her hazel eyes seem to have experienced all possible tragedy and to have mounted pain and suffering like steps into a high calm and a superhuman understanding. I believe a strong woman may be stronger than a man, particularly if she happens to have love in her heart. I guess a loving woman is indestructible. This one is called Of Mice and Men. As happens sometimes, a moment settled and hovered and remained for much more than a moment. And sound stopped and movement stopped for much, much more than a moment. I got you to look after me and you got me to look after you. And that's why. A silence fell over the room like an eclipse of introspection. I couldn't begin to imagine the feelings these writers were experiencing, revealing their souls to each other and to me, who held the keys to a writing gig. I was overwhelmed and couldn't choose a best. In this circle, best was beyond description. I placed my hands over my face and looked away to wipe away tears. I'd take a pay cut or no pay just to hire all four writers. The LA sky was set ablaze by the setting sun. It's a sky you only find in a city of angels or devils. Neil, Jack, Sal, and John ran into the night to lives only they understood, but left behind calling cards stirring up my soul. Me and Lot Dog closed up the office and prepared to leave the lot by the back gate, which was our lot in life. My cell phone rang, and I answered. "Hey, man, I'm sorry. I couldn't make it. It's Sunday, and I got busy painting and creating. It's all the same to you. I'll catch you on the flip side." "It's all right, man. I'm feeling tangled up in blue." The Santa Ana wind whipped up again, creating a dust cloud enveloping me and Lot Dog. Inside a dreamlike state of confusion, that moment just before you awake and stumble into consciousness, including remorse that it all ended. Shout out to the writers, Neil Young, Jack Kerouac, J.D. Salinger, and John Steinbeck. Shout out to Bill Evans on keys, Miles Davis and Chet Baker on trumpet, and Charlie Parker on sax. So, who would you hire as the writer and why? If it ain't a tough decision, see a cardiologist, because you need your heart checked. Until I see you next time, please leave behind a soft footprint, and class is dismissed.
You've been listening to the Razor's Ink podcast with Jonathan Farini. Be sure to check out Jonathan's collection of fiction at jonathanfarini.com. There you'll find everything from drama to romance, something for every reader, including his latest short story, Raging Rails and Campfire Tales, recently published by the Wise Owl magazine. That's jonathanfarini.com, Farini with two R's, one N. Or drop an email to razorsincpodcast@gmail.com.